All right, so, you know, I've been talking about this for a few days now this week. I made a TikTok. I made a TikTok that has made a black TikTok very upset with me. I wasn't racist. I wasn't rude. I wasn't really condescending. I just asked the simple question. Why are black Gen Xers so angry? You guys grew up in the same generation I did. You had every opportunity that I was given. If you're not happy with where you're at in life, it's because, a lot like me, you probably took a wrong turn. You took a left when you should have took a right. Politically and figuratively. And sometimes, you know, when you make mistakes, there's consequences and repercussions for those mistakes. I mean, look, I should have been where I'm at today 12 years ago. I should have been able to go straight from running nightclubs to having figured out how to be in media. I should have never done the 12 years in the car business. Now, I'm way better for it. I learned how to work. I learned how to be accountable. How excuses don't matter. Production is the only thing that matters. Because, look, I can sit up here and have the number one rated talk show in all of the city. If I ain't selling ads, they ain't a talk show. You know what I'm saying? Like, ratings mean nothing if sponsors aren't supporting, if y'all aren't supporting sponsors. I had to learn how to sell. I learned that in my 12 years in the car business. I learned how to talk to people, look people in the eye, shake a man's hand. Anyway, maybe you made some bad decisions. You're not happy where you're at in life. But those are your bad decisions. Are you still, you know, are your pants still hanging down halfway down your butt? You still wearing your flat bill baseball cap, kick to the left, kick to the right? No, no problem with none of that stuff. But it could be negatively affecting your financial situation or your employment situation if you're rolling up on job interviews like that. I'm just saying. Like, if I show up to a job interview wearing holy jeans and a poison t-shirt, I'm probably not going to get the job. I'm probably not going to get that advertiser. You know, even doing what I do, you know, you got to have some modicum of professionalism. Is modicum a word? I've heard people use it. I think it's a word. So what I thought I would do, I got what the kids call ratioed. That's where, it's where you get more comments than likes. We're currently sitting at 10.7 thousand comments and 2,516 likes with 215,000 views. So they're very mad at me. So what I thought I would do this morning is read, you know, they do this on talk shows every now and then. They'll have a celebrity read mean tweets about them, about themselves. I thought I would read y'all some mean tweets, so to say, some mean TikTok replies about me. And I'm going to ask you, who's the racist at the end of these? Now, there was no way for me to keep up with them, so we're just going to start kind of at the top here. We're going to go down. This is either going to go over like a Putin church, or it's going to be really funny. No in between here. Let's see here. Here's one that I liked. Again, the question was, black Gen X, why are you so angry? And let's just be honest. They're a very angry bunch. I mean, just behind overeducated, unattractive white liberal women, I can't think of a group that's more angry all the time. They love the word disproportionately. I've never seen a group that's so disproportionately more angry than anybody else than 40-plus-year-old black Gen Xers. One says, Mike, because after growing up with us, you still have to ask. I do, because I don't understand it. We grew up side by side, shoulder to shoulder, doing everything together. Why did you get so mad? Let's see here. It says, I've definitely seen Klansmen. Oh, yeah, I did say in the video. Details matter, right? I did say in the video, I've never seen a Klansman. You've never seen a Klansman. Now, this makes people mad when I say this. generally speaking, it's true. I've never seen a Klansman. And I'm going to bet money that you haven't either. Let's be honest here. If anybody, and I'm raising my hand too, saw a Klansman on the side of the road, we'd probably run him over. Right? Let's just be honest. I'm not, this ain't a call or action. I'm speaking figuratively here. I don't know a Klansman, not knowingly. Maybe there is some secret group of Ku Klux Klansmen running this country, running this state. I ain't made it to that level yet. I have not been invited to that, nor do I want to be. I'm just making the point that to get called as a racist as much as I do, that surely I would have been invited to some sort of meeting of sorts by now if this was still a thing. And I would have said no. I just want to put that on record here. Just making a point. You don't see that. And you don't. I know once in a blue moon, a couple hillbillies, hillbilly, pedophile, incest created individuals will do a little march somewhere. I know that some retards, you're not supposed to say that word anymore, but sorry. If you're a Klansman in 2024, you're a retard. Well, that's really all I got to say. I don't know if I got to add anything to that, to be honest. I think that's it. That's the sentence. If you're a Klansman in 2024, I don't even think you're a racist. I just think you're retarded. Like Clayton Bigsby, black white supremacist. Anyway, so the overwhelming majority of these comments are calling me a Klansman for just asking a question. Let's see here. Back to reading mean tweets. Let's see here. I can't read half these names. They're in broken English. It says, the only difference is that you may not be wearing a white covering on your face, but the actions are no different. So I'm being compared to a Klansman for asking why you're so angry. Let's see here. Somebody asked, do you actually want to talk to us directly to us? Well, that's what I'm doing. That's why I said Black Gen X. And somebody said he threw out Michael Jordan and Master P like that was some sort of hook. Well, I did say, man. I said, you know, as a white Gen Xer, we grew up idolizing black folks. How could we be racist? I love Michael Jordan. We got him on the wall here where I do where I edit the podcast in the other studio. There's more than one Michael Jordan poster in there. It's also a Ronald Reagan poster in there. And then hip-hop rap. When I quit listening to... See, I never listened to alternative rock when it was new. Grunge rock. I didn't like it when it came out. I like it now. It's aged well. But when hair metal bands kind of fizzled out, that's about the same time I discovered NWA. And that talk about taking a left when you should have took a right. Well, I took a hard left down that road, down that back alley, right into rap. And it went from NWA to Dr. Dre to Snoop. And then this little thing called No Limit Records came about, Master P, and the South just took over. UGK. I mean, I was in that world for 15 years, almost 20 years. From 16 to 32, 33, 34 years old, you know, with the nightclubs and all that. So I just find it funny. You know, that like anytime you try to explain how you feel like you're not a racist, like here's the things, here's the resume that says, I don't believe I'm a racist. Here's the things that I've been about my whole life. Then when you do that, they pretend that it's like, oh, well, let me guess, you got black friends. Like you're not allowed to actually present your case if there's just one thing that they don't like about you. If you do one thing that they don't like, vote for Trump, criticize anything, you're immediately a racist. Nothing else matters. And that's why you're losing support from people. That's why people are getting fed up. That's why people are asking questions. We could go on and on and on. We could talk about the country burning down during 2020 over the death of a crackhead, literally. Meanwhile, living in and around cities like Jackson, Mississippi, we see black-on-black violence and murder at industrial-strength rate numbers. Record-setting numbers. And nobody bats an eye. You know, one thing I've learned since I've started doing all this is if you're white, if you're black, you're not allowed to criticize anybody black. It's racist. They've confused criticism with racism. Not the same thing. If I was to allow you to continue doing a crappy job or have a crappy take on something, and I chose not to criticize you because you're black, that would be racism. That would be me treating you differently than I would somebody else. You've got to learn the difference in criticism and racism. I'm allowed to criticize you. You're allowed to criticize me. Do you think it's racism when you criticize me? I don't think so. I just think, hey, we got a difference of opinion on something. Or maybe I am wrong. Maybe I need to be criticized. I get criticized a lot. Some of it's constructive. Some of it's useless. But I absorb all of it. You know, you're allowed, black folks, people are allowed on an individual basis to not like you. Now, I'm not talking about because you're black. I'm talking about if they have a one-on-one relationship with you and they decide out of that one-on-one relationship, they don't like you, the person, the man in the mirror, because you're an a-hole, you're a jerk, you ripped them off, you took the girl, whatever the case may be, just like we wouldn't like somebody white for the same reasons. Me having a personal beef with you is not about racism. I just don't like you, whoever you may be. There's other people can possibly dislike you for other reasons than the color of your skin. They can dislike you because you're a jerk. But we're not allowed to say that. It's like, what do you mean? What do you mean somebody doesn't like me because of me? Yeah, I mean, just like there's plenty of people that don't like me because I'm an a-hole, I'm a jerk, I'm arrogant, I'm a narcissist. According to them, I don't think I'm any of those things. But I don't think it's because I'm white. Like, I think I do plenty. I give you plenty of reasons to not like me if you disagree with my opinions. The least of which, in my mind, is because of my race. I don't think anybody just hates me because I'm white. I just don't. I think I'm very opinionated. And you may not like my opinions, and I understand that because I probably don't agree with yours. But it's your opinions I don't agree with. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. I hope I made some sense out of all that this morning. It's just been on my chest and on my mind a lot this week. And back closing out here, the black Gen Xers. Guys, you grew up, you had a good life, you overcame the oppression and the adversity of your grandparents and your parents and your generations before that. Your parents gave you a hell of a life, gave you a hell of an opportunity. America changed a lot. You ain't got no reason to be angry in 2024. You just don't. You've had it really good. A lot of things have changed. If you're unhappy with where you're at in life in 2024, it's because of decisions you've made, the lack of effort you've put in. I am living proof of that. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back.